It's my birthday.
Lots of family, friends, fireworks, potlucks, picnics, parades.
I have a nephew that's in the Army, so I have mad respect for him because he's protecting our country. He's protecting our rights.
It's just a time where we can look back and see what we've done as a country and always remember to grow together, you know, to stand as one.
For some of us, it's a time to think back to the founders, their words, their vision for this country. For many, thoughts turn to the people dedicated to defending those principles. ABC's Jim Ryan spoke with some of those Americans willing to put their lives on the line.
From the moment of the nation's birth, the lure of the military has been a strong one. Between 1776 and 2015, more than 40 million people have worn the country's uniform. The concept is essential to the American spirit, even finding its way into our movies and television shows. And the toys we play with as children.
When you get G.I. Joe and the authentic G.I. Joe equipment, you'll have...
I was in the Army from 1966 to 71. I was military advisor in Vietnam.
I was in the Navy. My father was in the Air Force. I have two sons serving overseas right now, being deployed. So.
I figured my brother joined the Marine Corps when he was 17, and I figured I'd follow his footsteps. I joined the Army, joined a different branch. And
I served. I was in the Air Force from 64 until 96. Yeah, 33 years.
Tim Harrell literally dedicated his life to serving his country.
I started out enlisted right after high school, and then 10 years later, I got my college degree, finished it up, and went to OTS, and then I went to pilot training after that, and I flew 130s and 141s.
In Harrell's case, the military is the family business.
I think I've got the first idea from my uncle, who stayed in the Air Force after World War II, and, you know, he used to come through about once a year, and I'd get to see him, you know, and he'd tell war stories and everything, and I kind of like... That's what I want to do when I get out of high school. I'm going to go in the service. Kind of like I think I owe it all to him.
Others like Army vet Bob Faulkner almost fell into it.
I was floundering in school. I had gone to North Texas for 2 years, and I wasn't going in a direction I really knew what I was doing. So the military helped me get a direction in life. Gave me leadership skills I wouldn't have gotten anywhere else.
And some have deeply personal reasons for signing up.
My name is Felipe Garcia. I'm a staff sergeant here in the Army. Me growing up here and everything, I saw firsthand everything with September 11, everything that happened. I actually lost some loved ones in there, so just serve my country. It's both my deployments, really. When you deploy out there, you know, you become brothers with people that you don't even know, you know. It's like the connection. You constantly have to communicate with each other, and it's just the brotherhood and coming back and seeing the family after such a long time, you know, seeing my son, seeing my daughter, it's amazing. I mean, I couldn't ask for anything else, you know. Oh, it's freedom. So it's the only way I can say it. It's the best. I mean, I couldn't ask for anything else. I'm blessed. I'm blessed to be an American, and I'm glad that I could fight for people's freedom, you know.
Staff Sergeant Felipe Garcia, like every American military member since the Vietnam War, enlisted of his own free will. There is no draft. But ask Army vet Bob Faulkner.
Do you think that, and you hear this tossed around sometimes, that maybe everybody should serve now, that kids 16, 17 now should do a little time in the military?
I think that, you know, they should serve some time either in the military or something like Peace Corps, something that would give them a little spirit of community and serving.
And at this event in New York City, marking the 240th birthday of the U.S. Army, words of thanks from civilians.
Anyone that serves their country or puts another person before themselves, courage comes in many forms. It could be people that have the courage to get out of bed, to help other people, to work. You know, there's a lot of definitions of courage. Thank you for our freedom, basically. Thank you for your service.
I mean, I'm doing what I love, so me doing what I love, I really don't see that sacrifice. I see it as just another day at the job. But I wake up with a smile on my face. I love what I do. I love coming out here. I volunteer for recruiting duty to help out people from my community. The Army, they are very family-oriented. They take real, real, real good care of their soldiers. It's a family. It's a second family. It's like a home away from home. Keep your head up, man. Keep on doing what you're doing, man. I love you guys. We love each other. Let's just keep on fighting and doing what we do every day.
Come say freedom is love.
Come say freedom is love.
On the peril of a gun.
Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Jim introduced us to Americans who joined the military for a number of different reasons, and we wondered, what is it that they have in common? What type of person is drawn to military service? So I asked Cindy Puri. She's a professor of psychology from Clemson University and author of the book, The Psychology of Courage, Modern Research on an Ancient Virtue.
Well, that's a very interesting question, Scott. We've been working with a really cool definition of courage that is that courage is voluntarily taking an action in pursuit of a noble goal despite risk to yourself. My sense is that for people in the military, a huge percentage of them certainly do have a better capacity not to translate risk directly into fear, at least physical risk to the self.
Let's talk about courage then in a non-military sense.
Certainly.
Where do you see courage in daily American life?
I see courage in daily American life in lots of places. Standing up to bullies, rescuing somebody from somebody else from drowning, that's actually been our number one response when we've asked people, describe something you did that was courageous. People typically don't see their own actions where they failed as courageous. And I think that could be something that's helpful for people to keep in mind, that, you know, you might think that you're not courageous, but you did try this thing that seemed like a really good idea at the time, and it didn't work out, but you know what? It was pretty brave of you to try.
Cindy Puri, professor of psychology from Clemson University and author of the book, The Psychology of Courage, Modern Research on an Ancient Virtue. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
Kick the dust up.
So, do you have to enlist to be patriotic? Absolutely not. All the ways you can sport your American pride coming up after this.
This 4th of July, Edible Arrangements can make your backyard barbecue a flag-waving spectacular. With a fresh fruit, red, white, and blueberries bouquet, set your table around sparkling pineapple stars popping out of juicy red strawberries with blueberries booming in air. Edible Arrangements has 11 locations throughout St. Louis to serve you. Go to edible.com for the closest to you. With Edible Arrangements, you won't have to wait till the fireworks for the oohs and ahs. EDIBLE.com.
St. Louis Bread Company has a new summer salad, the Power Kale Caesar. Mighty tasty kale deserves great salad, and great salad deserves clean dressing. St. Louis Bread Company, food as it should be. Legendary broadcaster Mike Shannon and Eddie Scholler, owner of the world-famous Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
Hey, Mr. Shannon, I just wanted to say thanks for all you do.
Thank me for what, Eddie?
Well, you've just done so much, Mr. Shannon. You've brought joy to so many people as a ball player. You've been the great voice of the ball club for decades. You really represent our town well. And not to mention what you've done for Fast Eddie.
Well, I've been lucky enough to be part of this town for a long time. And while we're at it, thanks to Fast Eddie's for being a part of it also.
Thanks to Fast Eddie?
That's right, Eddie. Think of all the good times you provided for folks. Fast Eddie's had become a legendary destination. You've been pouring the coldest beer in town, feeding the good people with the tastiest and the cheapest eats. You've kept folks entertained with live music, and you've only gotten better with that huge patio. This town simply wouldn't be the same without Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
Wow. Well, thanks, Mr. Shannon. We are sure lucky to be part of one hell of a town. I mean it. I love this town.
Amen, Eddie. If you're 21 and in the mood, get on over to Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Sick and tired of wearing glasses and contacts? Then take the next few minutes to finally do something about it. North America's most trusted, most experienced LASIK provider, TLC Laser Eye Centers, is available now to take your call to schedule a free consultation. 1-800-339-8366. Discover why over 2.2 million people, including 7,000 doctors, have trusted TLC Laser Eye Centers for their vision correction procedures. TLC Laser Eye Centers is helping people with nearsightedness, farsightedness, and even astigmatisms, all backed by the TLC Lifetime Commitment. Individual results may vary. Call now to also discover how you could get $400 off a LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. Just think, if you're sick and tired of glasses or contacts, you may qualify for dramatically improved vision, so you can drive a car, watch a movie, or enjoy your favorite sporting activities without always depending on contacts or glasses. TLC Laser Eye Centers offers affordable options for everyone. For your free, no-obligation LASIK consultation, the time to call is now. 1-800-339-8366. 1-800-339-8366.
Weather can cause some serious damage.
damage, and it's worse if your insurance doesn't cover it. Farmers is out to teach people about the insurance gaps so no one falls victim to them again. Talk to a Farmers agent today.
For all of your heating and your cooling needs, there is a St. Louis family you need to be aware of. It's Gelmisch & Sons. Since 1950, the Gelmisch family is making sure all of your heating and cooling needs are taken care of. They make sure your operations are running in peak condition, which in turn will save you money on your energy bills. At Gelmisch & Sons, if need be, they will install a brand new full Lennox system. Now that's the gold standard, a full air conditioner and a furnace for $28.95. Think about that for a second. A brand new furnace and a brand new air conditioner for $28.95. Because it is much more energy efficient, you will save money on your energy bills. And Gelmisch & Sons is that family since 1950. It's been the family name on the door. It's been the family name on the big red trucks. They haven't sold it, and they make sure they are proud, and customer service is top-notch. Gelmisch & Sons, 314-993-1110. That's 314-993-1110, or gelmischandsons.com.
Welcome back to ABC Radio's Red, White, and Barbecue. Here again is your host, Scott Goldberg.
Like we said at the beginning, there's a lot to celebrate on the 4th of July. The events that made America, the people who make America great, and how about all the stuff that's made in America? Things we use, we wear, we eat? Yeah, let's start there. Here's ABC's Brad Milkey.
Scott, I'm here at Coney Island in New York City, home of the city's most famous boardwalk, the city's most famous roller coaster, the Cyclone, and maybe the world's most famous hot dog stand. That's right, I'm at Stillwell and Surf Avenue, home of the original Nathan's Famous Restaurant. I had a chance to go behind the scenes with Wayne Norbit, the president and COO of Nathan's, and see why hot dogs have been going strong here for 99 years.
Nathan started here in 1916. Next year we're going to celebrate our 100th anniversary, and it all started here in Coney Island. We started selling hot dogs and french fries here, and we started having hot dog eating contests here.
Things have changed. Hot dogs used to be a nickel, now they're $4. Nathan's used to be a hot dog stand, now it's a company that sells half a billion dogs around the world. And eating 5 Frankfurters in a sitting used to be impressive.
69 hot dogs and buns! Joey Chestnut takes 7 in a row!
Until the 4th of July hot dog eating contest became a phenomenon.
8 titles is what he's looking for. I am not given to hyperbole, Paul, but if this happens, it'll be the greatest achievement in the history of man.
But what makes these dogs good enough to wolf down dozens at a time?
How are these dogs made, and do I want to know? You definitely want to know.
Norbit's, who's from the Bronx, took us to where the magic happens.
So we're going back into the trenches where the dogs are made.
We first put them on the grill, on the right-hand side of the grill where the temperature is low. It's about 250 degrees. And we start to move them gradually to the hottest part of the grill. And that gives the hot dog that charred look. And that's why when you bite the hot dog, you get that snap and that burst of flavorful juices in your mouth.
And all that flavor? Made in America. From a cow in the Midwest, as a matter of fact. And how about those crinkle-cut fries?
We have potatoes grown especially for us in Maine. And in the restaurant, we peel the potatoes, we wash the potatoes.
Those are cut right here in the back of the restaurant.
And we have a refrigerator just for potatoes. Nobody has anything like this.
If you can't tell, Norbit gets really excited over this stuff. And he says the secret ingredient isn't edible.
And I think there's an association with the hot dog as a truly unique American food that people think of, especially on the holidays like July 4th, you know? So when we go, for instance, we bring Nathan's to other countries across the world, what we're marketing is the original American hot dog.
But in America, everyone's got an opinion, especially in New York, a melting pot of tastes. Just steps from the Cyclone, it's tough to find people who agree. Tell me about condiments. What do I have to have on my hot dog?
I like to put some cheese and some chili on it, basically.
Just ketchup.
Sauerkraut.
I get the onions a lot.
I'm just sauerkraut. He's ketchup and mustard.
Mustard or ketchup?
I'm a traditionalist. I want mustard on my dog.
Boo mustard.
As for the boss,
I personally eat a Nathan's hot dog the way God intended a Nathan's hot dog to be eaten. Naked. Just the hot dog on the roll. Nothing else to disguise the flavor of Nathan's hot dog.
You're a purist.
I'm a purist, right.
Well, the big question is, how do they taste? I'm taking his advice and going without condiments. Mmm. It's hot. It's fresh. It tastes like summer. Scott, I'm going to wash this down with some lemonade and take a stroll on the beach if you don't mind. You can carry on without me, right?
Not a problem, Brad. Go do your thing. I am moving on to desserts.
Okay. Porch pies, let's see. We are a Southern-inspired bakery, and we're located here in Los Angeles.
That's Robin Porch from Alabama originally. She's the owner of Porch Pies and ships that most American of desserts anywhere in the country.
Kind of think of like, you know, a bouquet of flowers or something like that, but it would be our pies.
She took her passion for baking and turned it into a business.
To me, as someone who started baking literally just right out of our kitchen and selling it to people and then selling it to the right people and then them hearing about it, and it just got bigger and bigger and never really coming into it with, in the beginning, it wasn't a business plan or a model with capital or anything like that. It was just me baking pies and selling.
And now she's online and promises with a few clicks and admittedly a few more dollars than you'd spend at the grocery store, you can get from her kitchen the kind of summer treat that'll make you think of mom.
The chess pies, the buttermilk pies, chocolate chess pecan, sweet potato, all those. To me, it really is. This sounds corny. You know I've been selling pies for a while, but I do believe it's an experience having this pie.
So what's her secret? She's not going to share all of them, obviously, but Robin was willing to talk crust.
Okay, let's see. Some tips for the perfect crust. I would say, and I bet you know this, but you may not, keep your ingredients cooled. So whatever fat you're using, whether it's shortening or whether it's butter, have it chilled. Use your ice water. And then put together your dough and you have this nice ball usually. Here is my favorite tip. Put the ball of dough, I've said, in like make like a disc or a ball. Make a nice disc in a Saran and put it in the refrigerator for at least a half an hour. I would say an hour. Leave it there. And then when it's time, come out, flour your, don't over flour, flour your surface. And then you can kind of press that down into a disc nicely in your Saran. And then pull the Saran off and roll.
She says if the crust isn't cool enough, it can be too tough. And the plastic wrap keeps it from crumbling too much.
I don't know if you've ever tried to roll out a pie, but a lot of times there's just so many pieces and you're pinching and you're poking and trying to get it to stick together. But sitting in the refrigerator in a nice wrapped Saran, I'm telling you, it really helps.
And while we're asking for advice, we asked Robin, what would she say to others thinking about building their own businesses in America?
Make sure what you're doing is a great thing. Is a good thing. So you believe in it, not just, hey, everybody's making pies. That's hot now. I can make pies.
Yeah, and she doesn't want those pie crust tips she just gave you coming back to haunt her. No, Robin's recipe for success is do what you love. Be willing to work hard, and don't worry if that first pie falls flat, so to speak.
Just keep pushing and keep working and keep trying. If you believe in what you're doing and you believe in your product, it's almost like that one foot in front of the other.
Robin Porch from Porch Pies. Now, let's go deep, America. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
Hey, Scott, I got a couple of steaks and weenies on the grill here. Love the smell of barbecue, but there is nothing more American than a game of baseball. And this year, Major League Baseball is getting creative with a special 4th of July uniform. Since 2004, Majestic has made the jerseys players wear. This year, they wanted to honor America. Steve Roach helped design the jersey. He's director of Major League Baseball business at Majestic in Easton, Pennsylvania.
Oh, well, we're always thinking outside of the box.
What they've done is taken the stars and stripes of the United States and embedded them into what they call the twill.
A twill is the decoration that goes on the front of the jersey, as well as the numbers on the back.
The actual jerseys are still white or gray for home or away teams. Decorations are in the writing and numbers.
On the white uniforms, it'll be a blue twill with stars and stripes embedded into the twill, and it'll have a red trim around it.
Essentially, it's sort of like the writing on the jersey is made out of an American flag. For, say, the Dodgers, who typically have the team name written in royal blue across the front.
What we have done now is a navy blue Dodgers script, just like you would see on field, except it's embedded with stars and stripes and a red trim.
But have no fear, they're not getting too wild.
You got to remember that there could be somebody walking into that stadium for the very first time to see that team live, and we don't want to ruin too much of that team's history. Do we have the ability to do something completely outside of the box and be innovative? Absolutely. But we also have to pay respect to each team. And to, you know, tribute them and not take away from their history.
Hatmaker New Era has a similar 4th of July design on the ball caps players are wearing. It takes a lot of work to come up with a special uniform design, one that ball clubs and the league agree on.
So we work together on those new initiatives, and it's got to be the right story. You know, we want to make sure it makes sense for all parties. And obviously, you know, America's pastime and honoring the United States goes hand in hand.
There's a shot to right.
As the players are on the field in those special jerseys, they're on turf. It's not just any old regular grass. Experts spend their lives coming up with the exact right mixture for baseball fields. James Betts is a partner at Tuckahoe Turf Farms, which provides most of the grass to major league ball fields along the East Coast.
My grandfather started growing turf grass in like 1967.
And they've been expanding ever since.
And now we're in the third generation. It's me, my brother, John, my cousin David, and my cousin Phil.
Tuckahoe grows mainly bluegrass and tall fescue, but they also grow a hybrid with aggressive varieties in it.
We started probably about 12, 13 years ago, maybe longer, growing sod for high-end athletic fields.
And now the phones are constantly ringing.
In fact, this week we're shipping sod to Soldier Field. Right now, we're 34 loads to Soldier Field in Chicago.
The grass can take a beating. James says they do a lot of patchwork during the season to fix worn turf, or say a concert is held in a stadium and they have to replace a section.
We always keep someone on site that's ready, game ready for MLB or the NFL at all times.
But when they do have to replace the entire field, it's a whole lot of grass.
It's usually about 100,000 square feet. You know, some are as small as 90,000, some are 105, but like usually about 100,000 square feet.
You can imagine getting that turf to a stadium is a challenge. He says they have to customize every delivery based on conditions outside, often using refrigerated trucks, which he calls reefer trucks.
We cut in the middle of the night, we roll it up cool, we stuff them right into a reefer truck and get it heading west. And it gets there and they're installing it as quick as they can.
But if it's a nice time of the year, that turf might go on a flatbed. He says if it's freezing out, they'll use refrigerated trucks as well to prevent the grass from freezing. So much care to perfect that Major League Baseball look.
The reefer truck for transporting grass. Thanks, Alex.
Coming up, party time. We'll talk activities, decorations, and of course, food right after this.
In the market to buy a home, you're going to need a loan, but how do you figure out who is the best lender when they're all screaming at you? Why don't you go to the mortgage lender that makes the most sense rather than the most noise? Take a walk on the boardwalk. Boardwalk Lending has been owned and operated in St. Louis for over 10 years. Mike and his team of experienced professionals are conveniently located in Chesterfield Valley. It's Boardwalk Lending at 636-536-6700. 636-536-6700 or at boardwalklending.com.
Are you looking for a 9-hole golf course during lunch hour? Visit Berry Hill Golf Course in the city of Bridgeton. Call 314-731-7979. That's 314-731-7979 for Berry Hill Golf Course in Bridgeton.
For over 30 years, Stefanina's has been serving delicious original family recipes brought from Sicily to America by founder Stefanina herself. Outstanding food, large portions, low prices, and great service in a family atmosphere has made Stefanina's one of the area's finest Italian restaurants. With four locations in St. Charles County and one in Chesterfield, Stefanina's is a place to go for everything from pizza and pasta to steak and seafood dinners that the entire family can enjoy. And now you can save even more with their daily specials. Call ahead or order online at steffspizza.com or dine in. But don't miss these savings.
Hey, pizza lovers, it's Friday. That means you can enjoy two large, two-topping pizzas for only $22.95 at Stefanina's. Call your local Stefanina's or Stefanina's Express location or order online at steffspizza.com. Two large, two-topping pizzas for only $22.95, just in time for the weekend at Stefanina's.
Zillow has homes for sale, historical pricing data, and photos available on Zillow.com or on their mobile apps. Zillow, find your way home.
Hi, this is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It. We all have junk around our homes, old TVs, maybe an old refrigerator, the entertainment center, things your kids brought home from college, heck, things you brought home from college. You know the stuff you don't use, and it's just taking up valuable space. You'd like to get rid of it, but you don't know who to call to help you with all of this. Well, I need you to call Pitch It and Forget It, 314-932-1100. Pitchett will provide residential and commercial junk removal service with variable affordable rates. The friendly staff at Pitchett will visit your location on your schedule and provide you with a quote on the spot at no cost. They'll remove items from your basement, your attic, your office, your warehouse. They'll even clean up after themselves. You don't have to lift a finger. Isn't that nice? And their prices are lower than the national change. Pitchett is an eco-friendly, recycling most items, and they are fully insured. So call the folks at Pitchett at 932-1100. That's Pitchett at 932-1100 or pitchitandforgetit.com. That's pitchitandforgetit.com. Don't forget, senior discounts apply.
July has got to be the best month of the year with big celebrations, vacations, and plenty of leisure time outdoors. If firing up the barbecue grill and relaxing in your yard is your definition of leisure, then you should make Suburban Leisure Center your ultimate destination. Why? Well, this is the perfect time to take advantage of Suburban Leisure Center's clearance sale, where you can save up to 50%. You can get what you need to have a mini resort in your yard with patio furniture from all the top brands and gas grills from Broil King, Green Mountain, Sapphire, and Vision. Basically, everything you need that will make you go, ah, on the patio. Right now, you're in luck because you could save up to 50% while you still have plenty of time to enjoy summer. Bottom line, it's barbecues and more and patio furniture galore at Suburban Leisure Center on Olive, just a mile west of 141. Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
You're listening to Red, White, and Barbecue from ABC Radio. Here's your host, ABC Scott Goldberg.
So let's have some fun, shall we? They don't call it a holiday weekend for nothing. What are you doing for the 4th?
One of the parties that we go to has a drum and bugle corps added, and it's also a time when my husband and I serve beer at the fireworks.
The parade goes right by my dad's house, so haven't been going for 35 years. So just the parade and the family and all that is, yep, that's 4th of July for us.
I've seen the fireworks, everyone sitting outside.
Fireworks, food.
Out on the lake watching the fireworks over the water.
Being on a boat.
ABC's Daria Albinger loves a good party, and she talked to an expert about how to plan one during the summer without too much sweat. Get ready to take some notes here because Daria has some great tips.
Of course you're going to celebrate the 4th of July, and this year, keep the party simple. Taryn Moorman with Women's Day Magazine says most get-togethers are casual, and a quick call should be enough to spread the word. But if you want to send invitations, go high-tech. Evites aren't what they used to be, and they can save you a trip to the post office.
They look really nice, and you can customize them. They even have ways for you to track RSVPs. So in a lot of ways, it can be a really handy tool for you.
And once you've got the guest list, it's time to plan the menu. Tamron says you can't go wrong with the classics like hamburgers and hot dogs, but make sure you add a few healthy options.
You don't need a kebab to cook veggies on the grill. Take a zucchini, slice it lengthwise, put a little olive oil, salt, pepper on it, and there you have it. It's really easy to cook.
And since we're keeping it simple, a potluck is a great way to go.
If you're having family over and people are used to bringing items, then of course, call it a potluck. Give everybody something different to bring. Make sure you have some appetizers, some side dishes, some desserts. When people are offering to help, you shouldn't feel bad about taking them up on it.
And you'll want to put all of those dishes on display. So start with an easy-to-do runner for your picnic table that uses painter's tape.
You literally just make strips on the table, maybe 4 or 5, spread them out, and you have this festive runner that's not going to get damaged. Somebody spills water, there's condensation, it's going to stay there. It's just a really quick, easy way to spruce up the table.
And here's a change from the traditional red, white, and blue centerpieces that you've probably used in the past. Tamron says this one starts with a summer favorite, watermelon, and a few things you probably already have at home.
You take a cookie cutter, you press it into the front of the watermelon. Let's say it's a star or it could be a flag shape. Then you trace it with a knife to cut it out, scoop out the fruit, and then you can fill it back up with fruit salad. So you've got this really fun watermelon that is not only a vessel for your fruit, but it's also this fun centerpiece.
With all of that leftover melon, you can make a great drink, a watermelon fizz. For every 2 cups of watermelon, puree it with 6 ounces of club soda, 2 tablespoons of frozen limeade concentrate, and a big handful of ice cubes.
The best thing about it is it's one prep, and it can be a non alcoholic beverage, or with a little libation, it's ready for adults who want to have a cocktail too.
Sounds good to me. And keeping with the simple theme, serve the fruit salad for dessert, plus, of course, a treat.
On hot days, you just want some ice cream. Ice cream sandwiches are great. They're grab and go. You don't have to worry about bowls and spoons and putting out all of the serving ware. You don't even have to make your own cookies. You can get some soft baked cookies from the store, spread some great ice cream flavors inside, and then to jazz them up and make them a little bit more 4th of July, you can dip them in red, white, and blue sprinkles.
And now all you need are some games and, of course, chairs and blankets to lounge on when you're checking out those fireworks.
Oh, the fireworks. We have lots to say about those later. First, turn up that radio.
Songs of the summer. What should be on your party playlist? That's coming up next, right after this.
Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. The wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed to me. I'll lift my lamp beside the golden door. These words are just as important today as they were the day they were written back in 1883. Happy birthday, America, from The Morning Show.
Thank you to all who have served to keep us free from KTRS and the VA healthcare system. Healthcare for heroes.
Zillow has homes for sale, historical pricing data, and photos available on Zillow.com or on their mobile apps. Zillow, find your way home.
Rip City's the place to take family or friends to watch a cards game. Rip City has created a tradition unmatched by barbecued restaurants. Owner Greg Mathis and his daughter Jessie serve award-winning baby back ribs, St. Louis-style ribs, and sensational pulled pork. Rib City on Manchester, just east of 270 in the Colonnade Center. It's easy to find. Save room for that coconut cream pie. It's a delight. Hungry? Make it Rib City.
Are you truly prepared for retirement, or do you just have a false sense of confidence? Discover a step-by-step plan to achieve your retirement dreams on America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon at 1 right here on 550 KTRS.
Welcome back to ABC's Red, White, and Barbecue. Here again is your host, Scott Goldberg.
When you throw that summer party, what's going to be playing in the background? Summer, more than any other season, has a unique sound. Beach Boys, Katy Perry, you know a summer song when you hear it. So this year, what songs will you have a hard time getting out of your head? Jason Nathanson takes a listen.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
Billboard puts together a Song of the Summer chart every year, updated weekly. In week one, the Charlie Puth, Wiz Khalifa collaboration See You Again from the movie Furious 7 topped the list. But it doesn't really feel like a summer jam, right? For that, you might have to look to the second slot.
Taylor Swift's Bad Blood went from 53 to number one on the Hot 100. So I think if you had to make one pick of what the song might be, it's probably in for a long run. I'm going to say at the moment, looks like it could be Bad Blood.
Gary Trust is the co-director of Billboard Charts.
Sales will probably remain high. Streams will probably remain high. Time is really on its side. I think it's starting at the perfect point and has a lot of life left in it.
And of course, these days, video views also count towards the tally.
That's what really helped this song get to number one. The video was released right at that moment, right as summer was starting to kick off. So I don't think that's a coincidence. I think Taylor is very, very smart. Continues to be.
Also hot at the start of summer, Fetty Wap's Trap Queen. Walk the Moon, Shut Up and Dance.
Yeah, I think there's still a lot of life left in that. It's sort of peaking now, but if anything ever said summer, I think Shut Up and Dance is another way to say the word summer.
And yes, even the ubiquitous Uptown Funk by Mark Ronson featuring Bruno Mars. All those songs were in the top five the first week of the chart, but how about some outliers? Yeah.
Maroon 5's This Summer's Gonna Hurt Like a Mother certainly seems to be trying hard.
The word summer is in the title. It was released just as summer is starting. It doesn't get any more obvious than that, but it's a great song. So putting the word summer in a song title doesn't guarantee you that you're gonna be a summer hit, but a big song by a big act certainly can. I think this Maroon 5 song is catchy and it's got the summer vibe.
Honey, I'm good. I could have another, but I probably should not. I got somebody at home.
Andy Grammer's Honey, I'm Good certainly has that bouncy summer feel.
That is also rising pretty much at the right time. It's a party song. It's a non-drinking song. It sounds like it's about drinking, but it's about not having a drink. It's about not partying with someone who is not your better half. So it's a good moral-based song for summer.
It's in the drum.
David Guetta's Hey Mama is also sure to get the dirty dancing going at any summer bash. Also in the mix are songs from Tove Lo, Ellie Goulding, and even Justin Bieber. Whatever the song of the summer is, it has to get stuck in your head. Last year's winner was Iggy Azalea's Fancy. The year before, Robin Thicke's Blurred Lines.
Thanks, Jason. And this might sound a little weird, but the guys at Shazam already know what's going to be stuck in our heads. Using their massive data set, they say they can predict what song will hit number one 33 days in advance. So here are Shazam's songs of the summer for 2015.
Do you recall not long ago when you would walk on the sidewalk? Innocent, remember, all we did was care for each other, but the night was warm.
Still on the way, the grand finale, all things fireworks. ABC's Red, White, and Barbecue continues right after this.
Did you pre-qualify your flooring contractor? Or did you choose someone based on price alone? Selecting the low bid can be buying high risk. What about references, years in business, the experience and qualifications of the craftsmen who install your floor, insurance, or photos of their work? The contractor members of the Flooring Industry Council urge you to consider these items and more when choosing a flooring contractor. Don't buy high risk with a decision based solely on low dollar. You get what you pay for is never more true than with floor covering. Visit ficstl.org. That's ficstl.org. Or call 314-968-3522 for a list of Flooring Industry Council contractors and a flooring installation you'll be proud of for years to come. Call 314-968-3522. Visit ficstl.org.
Some cars don't get older. They get faster and louder and more beloved. But inside, it could be a whole different story. One you can't see. So Valvoline created MaxLife, our best defense against the hidden signs of aging for cars that are just getting started at 75,000 miles. We introduced motor oil in 1866, and we've been reinventing it ever since. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Visit Advance Auto Parts now and buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and a filter for as low as $22.99. See store for restrictions and details.
Frederick Roofing, wherever you live, from Chesterfield to Crestwood, Frontenac to Ferguson, Lima to Ladue, town and country and more. Warson Woods to Winsville, the one you know, Frederick Roofing, wherever you go. For a hole in your roof, for a whole new roof, Frederick Roofing. Wherever you live, from Olive to Ellisville to Pear and Jennings, O'Fallon
St. Louis, Missouri, 314-645-2000.
This is ABC's Red, White, and Barbecue. Once again, here's ABC's Scott Goldberg.
As we continue our trip down this holiday road, no doubt you've noticed, or at least if you drive around the states where this is legal, you've noticed those pop-up businesses that flourish this time of year. Fireworks stands. About half the states have some kind of restrictions, ranging from no consumer fireworks to just sparklers to we let you burn those weird charcoal discs that turn into snakes, but nothing else. Check your local laws. We sent ABC's Ryan Burrow to one of the states where all types of consumer fireworks are allowed, and business is booming. Sorry about that.
Welcome to Northwest Indiana, birthplace of Michael Jackson, home to the world-famous Pierogi Fest, and arguably the fireworks capital of the Midwest. Dozens of fireworks stands and stores line the busiest streets in this corner of Indiana, and it's their time to shine. The businesses only operate for a couple weeks, but they cater to all of those who want to host their own private fireworks displays on the 4th of July. We'll explain what makes this location so important coming up, but first we stop at Smoke Shop Fireworks in Hammond, Indiana.
How you doing, sir?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. Just to let you know, everything in the store is buy one, get one free, and you can mix and match on anything that's the same price, all right?
Tariq Haboob helps run his family's fireworks stand. The place starts packed with fireworks, but then is packed with customers over the holiday. And by the 5th of July, most of the shelves are empty.
I have about five people behind here, all doing their own register kind of thing, you know. This little counter is all huddled up, bags all over the place, whether they're empty or full of fireworks. Got like three people lined up right here all trying to wait for a turn at the register.
It's like your Black Friday.
He does have his regulars.
I do have this guy who comes in every year dressed in a tuxedo. And he's always dropping around $600-$700 on us.
And he does like to reward those regulars.
Customer comes in here and they spend good money with us. We're going to make sure they leave this store with a smile on their face. They're not going to leave this store with just the items that they purchase. We're going to make sure we give them a couple extra things, especially if someone's spending like $500, you know. I'm not going to let them walk out with just the $500 worth that they spent, you know. I'm only throwing a couple items for them for free. Let them try those out.
About a bottle rocket shot down the street is Big Cheap Bombs, a red brick building attached to a gas station.
Everyone wants something that goes up in the air and pops. Yeah, that's really all I want. Or M80s, but we don't have M80s because they're illegal.
Marco Popovich showed off some of their fireworks.
Over here you have your
fountains, all the stuff that stays on the ground. About 7 to 15 feet, shoots out sparks, a lot of different ones. Price range varies from $2 to $40, $50. The cakes, which are right over here, usually direct people towards over here. They go from $5 to $50, and they're the ones that you light once, the repeaters as people call them, and they go a bunch of different times, all different effects, just kind of depends what you're looking for. And they're similar to, like, the grand finales that we have up top. They're also cakes. These are, like, our 200 and 300-gram cakes. These are our 500-gram cakes. And they got more power, more shots. They have people, like, light them at the end. That's the grand finale.
So you just light one wick,
light
and then you...
light one wick and watch it go.
How long would something like that explode for?
This would probably go... they go anywhere from 30 seconds to a minute and a half.
Do you guys test any of them out?
This year we haven't been able to because kind of been cracking down on employees lighting them. We've pretty much been here for long enough. We know what everything does, so I can explain, but haven't been able to test a lot of the new products this year.
They don't have to. The larger fireworks now have QR codes on their wrapping. Just scan the code with your smartphone and a video will pop up showing exactly what the firework looks and sounds like when it explodes.
Big spenders will come in pretty soon and just take all of our finales away and just spend a couple $1,000.
So who's their big buyer?
Most of them are from Illinois. Because they can't buy them there. And this is the first one.
You do have a certain location to kind of cry out. I mean, literally, it's right under the bridge there, right? Yeah. That's Illinois. Literally feet from Chicago city limits, most of the customers jump across the border, drop their cash, and head back over the border with their illegal fireworks.
What percentage of customer do you think are from Illinois? It honestly might be like 99%. Like, I'd say, 99 out of 100 customers are from Illinois.
And right on cue, this guy arrived from Chicago.
I have a big, huge 4th of July party.
How much do you end up usually spending on a 4th of July for your party, for the fireworks?
I think it's like usually around 100, 125, something like that.
How long do the fireworks last?
Oh, they go on forever. It seems like, anyways. I'm on a lake, and everybody just brings their boat, and we all kind of like watch them go off.
Popovich says rarely do Illinois police try and bust Illinois fireworks buyers, but he says for anyone using fireworks legally or illegally, you're doing it at your own risk. Ryan Burrow, ABC News.
And finally, the finale. No matter where you are, every 4th of July ends with a pyrotechnic flourish. Here in New York, of course, it's huge. Macy's puts on the display and says this year they're going to send up some 54,000 shells from four barges plus one double barge parked along the East River, lighting up the skies over Manhattan, Brooklyn, and Queens. No question, this will be the biggest fireworks display in the country.
Huffington Post ranked it one of the wildest July events in the world.
Not so fast, says Butch Spiridon. He's in charge of 4th of July fireworks in Nashville, where last year
USA Today ranked us second in the country, and we had 284,000 people.
This year, he vows Music City will top the charts.
Saturday night, Mickey Echo, Martina McBride, the Symphony, and the largest fireworks show we've ever done, I'm going to say the largest fireworks show in the country.
Okay, so in 2015, the biggest fireworks display in the country will be in the country's 25th biggest city. How can you be so sure, Butch?
Our fireworks company can estimate, knows how many shells New York has. So my response to him was at least one more than New York. But we gave him enough budget to make it more than one more than New York.
He's not saying how much Nashville's going to spend to make that happen, just that they're going to do it this year only.
I'm not sure we can top it. I guarantee this is our biggest ever. After that, I will just assure you it will always be big.
So big, he says, that when it's time for the finale, they're going to stop the music.
We used to try to have the symphony play to the end. Well, the end is as close to Armageddon as you can get. So we'll stop the symphony and just go with the finale.
But back to New York for a moment.
Macy's is planning the largest fireworks display in the country.
This is the promotional video from Macy's, which says the Big Apple is still going to be the biggest and the best.
If you just listen to music, it's great. If you just watch fireworks, they're great. But boy, when you put the two together, it's ice cream and chocolate sauce.
So in NYC, it's Pyromania plus the U.S. Air Force Band, Dierks Bentley, Kelly Clarkson, Flo Rida, Brad Paisley, Meghan Trainor, and Gloria Estefan.
There is no greater power than music.
She's going to perform a special anthem with a group of middle schoolers from Brooklyn. So look, Nashville, no disrespect, but are you sure about this biggest and best fireworks in the nation thing?
We said this is the time to put a stake in the ground and make this event the best in the country.
Okay, Butch, good luck. And whether your guy...